Hello, listeners, and welcome to the world of Awe Island, now a member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Thank you for joining us today. Have you checked out our website recently? Visit aweisland.com to hear the latest episodes, explore our activities page, and learn more about the world of Awe Island. Visit aweisland.com. That's AHWAYISLAND.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Good job. Today, picture yourself lying in a warm sunbeam in a green grassy meadow. As you lie in the meadow, the grass below you feels fluffy and cozy. Sunlight hugs you from head to toe as you relax, covered in a blanket of light. A gentle breeze floats by and the air smells fresh. Relax as you enjoy the softness of the green grass and the gentleness of the sun's warmth. And let's take another deep dragon breath in and out. Beneath your head is a soft pillow of grass, and you relax even more as the sun gently warms your face. Now your whole body feels cozy. As you continue to enjoy the sun's warmth, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. And now, we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cartwheel Capers. It was a bright afternoon on Awe Island. The birds sang in the sky, chipmunks scurried along the ground, and squirrels scrambled up and down the trees. Allie O'Leary was playing in her backyard, The pond twinkled in the sunshine, and from time to time, a frog splashed in the cool waters. Allie didn't pay any attention to the frog or to the fish that blew bubbles in the water. This was unusual for Allie. She loved the pond and the creatures that lived there. But right now, Allie was completely focused on her mission. She couldn't let the pond distract her. Allie was practicing her cartwheels. She had just learned how to do one a few days ago in her gymnastics class. Allie had always loved watching other people do cartwheels and had been excited to learn how to do one herself. But in class, Allie was surprised by how difficult it was to do a cartwheel herself. The teacher had explained how to do a cartwheel to all the kids in the class, and then directed the kids to start practicing. A few other kids were able to turn themselves up and over in a cartwheel immediately, but Allie had more trouble. She just couldn't quite get her body to move the way she wanted it to. Every time she tried, her legs flopped to one side or the other. She just couldn't seem to get them to move in one big smooth circle in the air. The teacher was very patient and helped Allie. Eventually, with the teacher's help, Allie had been able to turn one cartwheel. She felt very proud. But then the class was over. So now, on her own, Allie was trying to practice. But it seemed very hard, and Allie was starting to feel frustrated. Alexis Maureen O'Leary, she said to herself, using her full name like her parents did when she wanted to get her attention. You can do this. She tried again. Raising her arms, she bent over to begin the cartwheel again. Her legs raised up, and she began to tilt over in a circle. Maybe this time she could do it. But her legs just didn't go all the way over her head. They just sort of rolled over to the side. Allie tried a few more times, but she just couldn't get her legs to move smoothly up into the air. Finally, she stopped and flopped down onto the ground dispiritedly. Okay, said Allie, I need to take a break. I need to take some deep dragon breaths. Allie took a deep dragon breath in and out. She thought about how she couldn't do a handstand either the first time she tried it. In fact, as she thought about it, she remembered she couldn't do a handstand the first 20 times she tried it. It had taken a lot of practice before she got good at handstands. Allie took another deep dragon breath, in and out. She thought about when she had first learned to do splits. That, too, had taken time to learn and practice. She had to stretch regularly for several weeks before being able to do a complete split. Allie took one more deep dragon breath, in and out. Yes, Allie thought, I must be patient. Things like this just take practice. Feeling less frustrated, Allie stood up to practice again. Just then, she heard her name being called. Allie! Allie, where are you? It was Allie's cousin, Alice. She was just a little younger than Allie and lived close by. Allie responded that she was by the pond. A moment later, Alice came around the side of the house. Hi, Allie, said Alice, waving. How are you? Do you want to play together? Sure, replied Allie. But do you mind if I finish practicing first? Okay, of course, said Alice. What are you practicing? She asked as she came closer to Allie. I'm trying to practice my cartwheels, explained Allie. We learned how to do them in gymnastics class, but I am having trouble. Really? Said Alice, surprised. I thought you could do all kinds of gymnastic things easily. I guess not, responded Allie. Not cartwheels, anyway. A lot of the other kids could do them right away, but I couldn't. Alice thought for a minute. Then she said, That's okay. I bet you can practice and get better at it. Different people are good at different things. Can you do a cartwheel, Alice? Allie asked curiously. Kind of, said Alice carelessly. I learned how to do them, and I practiced a lot for a while, but I don't like them. Allie was surprised and repeated, You don't like cartwheels? No, said Alice. I don't like to be upside down. It feels weird, but that's okay. There are other things I like to do better that I'm good at. Allie thought about that for a moment. She thought about other things she was good at already. She could do handstands and splits really well. But those things had taken a lot of practice to get good at. Thinking about it some more, she remembered she was good at forward rolls too. And that actually, she had done those perfectly the very first time she tried. I guess you're right, said Allie. We're all good at different things at different times. I guess I'll keep practicing, but if I can't get good at cartwheels, there will be something else I'm good at instead. Yes, said Alice. You're good at lots of things, Allie. And maybe I can help you get good at this too. Allie smiled, agreed, and thanked her cousin. Allie remembered that her gymnastics teacher said that it was helpful to know how to do handstands before cartwheels. Allie was good at handstands, so she went into a handstand. As she stood up on her hands, Alice very carefully helped guide Allie's legs over to the other side. Up and over, and Allie had turned a cartwheel. It had been very slow, and she needed Alice's help, but she had done it. Wow, I did it, said Allie excitedly. Can we try again? Again, Allie began her handstand, and Alice gently guided both Allie's legs all the way over. Then they tried a third time, and this time, Alice almost didn't need to touch Allie's legs at all. Then, the fourth time, Allie's legs went up and over on their own. Her legs weren't straight, so the cartwheel looked a little messy, but Allie had done it. You did it, said Alice. You did a cartwheel all by yourself. Allie smiled. Not really, she said. I didn't do it all by myself because you helped me the first few times. Thank you, Alice. The cousins gave each other a big hug. You want to go play something now? Said Allie. I think I've practiced cartwheels enough for today. Yes, said Alice. I brought my box of chalk. Do you want to play with that? Allie happily agreed, and the two cousins went to the driveway in front of the house and colored on the driveway with the chalk for a long time. Finally, as the sun got low in the sky, it was time for Alice to go home. The cousins gave each other a big hug and said goodbye. That night, Allie felt tired after playing and practicing so hard outside. It felt good to climb into bed. She yawned and stretched. Allie nestled into her fluffy pillow, feeling cozy. She thought of all she had to be grateful for. She felt grateful for the beautiful day outside with her cousin Alice. Allie took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Allie felt grateful to have gotten better at her cartwheel with Alice's help. She took another deep dragon breath in and out. Most of all, Allie was thankful to have learned that different people are good at different things and that everyone learns things at different times. Allie closed her eyes, gave herself a big hug, and relaxed. She took one last deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Allie fell asleep, dreaming of turning cartwheels all over her yard. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.